I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
He's saying, turn from your wicked ways, repent of your sin. Okay, but it says, but what is the vision? I'm telling you, he's ready to cut up. He's ready to come in and get the sword and cross you off in your heart. You need to do that when the minister, and every time the word says they stop to go. Here's something else. Don't listen to everything you hear. You listen to the Holy Ghost, that power that's inside of you. You listen to it. I just want to see, do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you? I'm asking you. Do you have that fire of the Holy Ghost? And if you don't, you need to get it today. Don't call 911. Let it burn. If it's burning, let it burn. Let the fire just consume everything in your soul that is not of God. Are you in a prayer draw right now in your spirit? Are you getting all uptight? Are you turning red? Are you blowing smoke out your ears because you're ticked off because somebody over the airways has pricked your heart at foul ground? You got a foul heart, man. So I'm telling you, we've got to get it together because we are in the final hours. We are on the final, I'll say this in pun, but the final countdown of the hour. We're in it. We're doing it. It's coming down. We've got to be preaching this type of conviction, power, word of God, and not hold any punches back. Take off the glove. Let's bare knuckle it, people. Let's give it what it's supposed to give. Deliver what God has called you to deliver. Teach it the way He taught you to teach it.
Let me say this to everybody in this building. The devil doesn't care if you go to church. The devil goes to church. This is going to be a shocking statement, but hell will be greatly populated with Sunday morning churchgoers. You may not like this, but I'm not here tonight running a popularity contest, and I truly do want you to approve and like me, but even at that, I must obey God. Hell is going to be populated with Sunday morning churchgoers that have religion in their head and no reality in their heart.
Glory to God, everybody. I just thank God for everybody showing up here this evening. This is a Fire of the Holy Ghost Network broadcasting. I'm telling you, this here is a revival fire, and I'm excited. I'm thoroughly excited what is taking place here this evening. We've got Michael Parker, Evangelist Michael Parker, and Exit Babylon that is in the chat room, and other people that are listening probably at different places. And I just thank God, each and every one of you, for coming out here this evening. I'm telling you, God has laid this message on my heart for some time, but it's now's the time, he said, to bring this message forth, and that's what we're doing. We're going to bring this message forth here this evening. And I tell you, we see a lot of things that are happening all around us that is going, you know, in the news, you know, you hear it on the radio, that are different, just different things that are taking place. And I'm telling you, the people's hearts are evil. And we're going to go in and we're going to examine, let the Word of God, not me, but the Word of God, examine what is going on with the people that are out here. It is very distinct that we've got problems out here in America. And also, I'm going to ask in the chat room, Michael Parker, does the volume sound all right that is being broadcast over the airwaves at this present time? Can you hear me? This is a check, sound check, before we get going. If I need to do some other adjustments. And waiting on Michael Parker. Yes, I thank you very much, Michael Parker. I'm glad you're here to give me a radio check, check, check. Praise God. We know what that's all about, don't we? That's a little pun intended there. You know, we're going to be over on this evening at 8 o'clock, I think it is, over there at Prophecies of the End Times, Michael Parker on Blog TV. I really encourage everybody to come and be over there, take a part of. We're going to have the chat room open where people can chat with us and, you know, and fellowship, as also listening to the message that is being brought forth over the airwaves over at Consuming Fire Radios, over there at the Blog TV. It is Prophecies of the End Times at Blog TV. I'm telling you, it is a very, very anointed broadcast that Michael brings. And we're going to get right into the Word. We're going to open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We just ask, Father God, through the leading of your Holy Spirit that is convicting the people of the sin in their heart, that they can get right and listen to this message of the unregenerated heart, the heart that's not being generated by the Word of God and what God's Word is intended to be. And I just thank God for you, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for having everybody that is supposed to be here to hear this message in the archives and everywhere else. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, and also, by the way, folks, later on this evening after the Blog TV over there at Michael Parker's, I'm going to be doing a couple other video out here this evening. And we're just letting God reign and have full reign. And I'll let you know at a later time what that event, time, and place will be. The unregenerated heart, if you would, if you open up your Word into Jeremiah. We're going to go to the 11th chapter of Jeremiah, and we're going to read starting with verse 8. And the Word states in Jeremiah 11:7, "For I earnestly protest unto you fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice." Verse 8, "Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I have commanded them to do, but they did them not." You know, on verse 8, we're going to dissect this verse 8 up a little bit here. You know, it's saying here, "Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined to the ear." They had such strong solicitations in their fair warnings, and they repeated again and again, and all their aggression and disobedience and stubbornness. There was a lot of stubbornness here, folks, in verse 8. Well, the whole thing, they were stubborn. They heard They obeyed not, nor they inclined their ear, but walked every one. That's everybody that was out there in the imagination of their evil heart. Folks, do we see this today? Is it going on today? And the answer is most certainly it's going on today. But what is people going to do today? They want to vote in a new whatever. They want to vote in the new the clown in the presidency, or the new clown into the Senate, or whatever government, city government, local government. They're going to vote in somebody, and it's going to make it all right. It's going to make everything. It's going to put a lot of warm fuzzies. That vote is going to make everything change. Well, let me tell you something, folks. The people that they're voting in there, their hearts are not right before God. Why do we think voting, yes, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail out of it, but I don't care. A lot of people are inclining to their own imagination. That means their own self-will, the own thing that they want to do, and not take any heed to what the Word of God has to say. Let me ask you this out here today. Is the Word of God ruling and reigning in your heart? Do you stay in the Word, or are you being entangled with the affairs of this world, which the Word plainly states that the true generated heart of Christ that is supposed to be in you and I, that profess, that we say we profess, and I'm saying we as in general, including myself, do we profess what we're saying? Are we being a doer of the Word of God, or are we just being a hearer only, going through the daily motions? I'm telling you, folks, what is it? What are we doing? We got to look at this thing. Is it we doing because Uncle Fred and Uncle Ned and Uncle Ted, they went to the same church that I'm going to? It's a generational thing. If it is, you need to flee that place because you're not even supposed to be in there. And I'm telling you, this is another subject within itself, and I know people are going to get uptight, but it's the truth. The church, and I'm saying not all now. I'm going to get you to listen to what I'm saying. Whoa, pull the reins back on the horse. Whoa, Nelly. Let's just get back here and listen to what I've got to say here. Now, listen, you're already shutting me down out here, folks, that are listening in the archives. Now, I'm just getting preaching good here, and you're trying to shut me down because I'm talking about voting. Well, I'm going to talk about something else here that you're not going to like. And you're wondering, what is he going to say? Well, I'm going to say that you need to examine your own heart. Don't examine my heart. I'm just bringing the message what God has called me to bring. You get into the Word and have what the Word rules and reigns in your heart. That's what the main thing is. The main thing is we have got to be striving forward on a daily basis, every awakening moment, not being tangled into the affairs of this world. Yeah, we got to live here. Yeah, you got to live here, but don't be ruled and reigned by it. Don't be ruled and get so obsessed into sports, so obsessed into movies, so obsessed, the obsession of whatever your obsession may be. The people obsess on different things, and we've got to have a balance in our life, which is run and ruled and reigned by the Word of God, supposed to be. But the church, this is what I was getting ready to say. The church of today is not what the church was back then when Paul was making a statement of church in his writings to us in the epistles. It is not the same today, folks. The church world today is almost, not all, now I'm not saying all, there is a few houses of God. Now listen to what I'm saying. Not the church, but there is a few houses of God that are out here proclaiming the true Word of God, and they're not ruled and reigned by money. They're not ruled and reigned by apostle liars getting up there on an apostle lying from the pulpit, from the messages on TV and everywhere else, getting people to give money. Give me your money, honey, and everything is going to be all right. Well, that's not what it is, folks. You're being lied to. And later on down the line, I'm going to do a message on the church of today. But what I'm getting at is it's about a daily relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about getting into the Word. Get in there, meditate on the Word of God, be consumed by the Word of God. The Word of God is supposed to change your heart when you become a born-again Christian, a true born-again Christian. The Word of God is what changes your evil heart into a pliable heart, what He wants to use you at. Do you know what God has called you to do? He's not called you to be a splinter getter. You know, as a splinter getter is somebody that sits on the bench all the time and never gets into the game. It's time for you to get up off your blessed assurances, folks, and do what God has called you to do. Get that heart regenerated in Jesus' name and get off that blessed assurance. Put down the potato chips and iced tea. Get out there and start proclaiming Christ everywhere you go. It's about this last hour. I'm going to give you the word for the Lord. It's about souls. S-O-U-L-S. That is souls. I'm telling you, it is souls that we're supposed to be out here proclaiming the gospel to, not here a proselyting or talking about alien spacecrafts or all this of green fog that is overtaking the atmosphere. I'm using that as a metaphor, just something, though, fruit stuff that is out here is all fruit, folks. It is total fruit garbage. And you're not listening. Hello, Sarah Lee, 144. Thank you for stopping in. I'm telling you, folks, that this stuff that is being brought forth is tainting your heart. Your heart is being tainted by the garbage that you're listening to. You need to be asking the Holy Ghost, am I supposed to be listening to this guy that you're listening to right now? Or are you supposed to be listening to whoever? Are you going to the right Bible study that God has got you there for? Or are you just going there because if you're single, because there's an opposite sex there that you want to hook up? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Your heart's wrong. Going to that Bible study with that type of an attitude to that heart, it is totally wrong. You're not supposed to be there to do that. You're supposed to be there to learn what God has got for you as an individual to do, to go out spreading the gospel of Christ. Hello, folks. Are you out here listening? Evangelist Michael Parker, guest 2209, Sarah Lee, 144. Are you getting off your blessed assurances? Are you going out there and talking to the people at Walmart and your workplace and everywhere else? The only reason you're at a workplace is not to make money, folks. You're there to be a godly witness to the people around you and winning souls wisely. I'm not standing around talking around the water cooler, sitting there, yep. That's not what it's about. You're not there to make money. You know, God could shut that whole plant down, and you could be out here somewhere else. But if God shut that plant down and you're working and doing what He's called you to do, not you going there to make money. Guess what? God's got another job for you somewhere else. Hello? And it's not about making, excuse me, woo. It's not about making the big money. It's not about making the big money. If you're here on this earth to make big money, guess what? You're not doing what Christ has called you to do. He's called you here to be a witness, folks, that your heart is right. It is generated through Christ Jesus. It's generated by getting into the Word of God, reading the Word of God, and doing the Word of God, okay? We've got people out here today, and I'm not just, this is what the Lord, He's just fed up with His garbage, okay? He's fed up with it. That's the reason why judgment is taking place in this nation, because people in this nation, I want a new presidente. He's going to fix it all. I'm a born-again Christian, and I've got God-given rights to make a vote. Guess what, folks? God's going to put the person, regardless of your vote or not, He's going to put the person in there that He wants, okay? Just because you make the vote doesn't mean it's going to make everything all right. How do you know what's going to happen? I'm telling you, folks, and I'm going to say this from the airwaves right now. The president that we have in now, not the president, the man in the White House that we have in there now, will make a second term, folks, you like it or not. He's going to make it in there because God is going to use him to bring judgment upon this nation, because this nation's hearts are so hard-hearted. the pastors and preachers, not all of them, but the majority of them are for ill-gotten gains. They're not here to proclaim souls. They're not here to witness about you need to get right with the Lord and repent of your sins. That does not bring a big crowd in on Sunday morning, Sunday evenings, and Wednesday evenings. That brings a real small crowd, and that money can't come in to support him or the lights or whatever. Guess what? Maybe that church is not supposed to be there, folks. God will add to the church daily, as it says, okay? As it says, the Word of God says, God will add to the church daily. Guess what? The reason why he was doing that, because they were out trying to win souls, folks, not trying to get a bigger mausoleum, not trying to get the fanciest church on the block, not trying to outdo the next denomination, okay? There's a lot of denominations out there of a denomination. Hello? You know, there's only one true denomination, that is Christ-like. That's why we have to let the Holy Ghost be our teacher. Is he your teacher, or is he just an ornament on the dashboard of your car? I got the Holy Ghost. He's right up here. He's a bobblehead Holy Ghost. You know, come on. You know what the bobbleheads are? Is that what you got? Is a bobblehead Holy Ghost that you just went over there, and he's right here with me? Or is he down, greater he that's in me than he that's in the world? Are you spending that quality time, folks? Woo! Come on. Somebody needs to call in. We got eight minutes here. The phone number is 310-742-1757. Come on, somebody call in this last 7 minutes. I just got going good. I'm going to be ministering later on tonight on some other places. Glory to God. God is so good, folks. Come on, somebody call in, and I want to hear what you got to say. The Lord is so, so good. He is an awesome God. He is worthy to be praised. Everything that we do is supposed to glorify him. Everything we do, folks. I don't care what it is. It's supposed to glorify God. So I need to be checking our hearts out. Are we really glorifying God in the things that we do and the things that we say? Are we attracting or repelling people from us? I'm just a messenger this evening, folks. Don't throw the eggs at the messenger. Take it up with the Word of God, in the Word of God. The Word of God is the judge. I'm the messenger. I'm just bringing forth the message that the Holy Ghost has laid upon me to give here this evening. I'm telling you, it's got to come forth. We've got to get it right. We've got to do a second chronicle. You all know 2 Chronicles 7:14. I don't need to go there. You can turn there. You know exactly what it is. We as a nation, that is the only solution to this nation's problem. But a lot of people's told me, well, it's not going to happen. Well, how do you know with that type of a negative attitude it's not going to happen? Let's just be praying for revival here in this nation, a true God-given revival to change. I want signs, wonders, and miracles to follow this preaching. I want signs, wonders, and miracles to follow every one of us that is preaching the Word of God. But what do? I want your money. Send money in $9.99 and 3 installments of $9.95 to Revival Fire, blah, 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 blah. No, I don't tell you that. I don't want your money because God's got all the money. If he wanted to, he could bring somebody by and give me a sack full of money or money in the mail. I don't need it. Okay? And there's a person here in chat room knows my situation. I don't need your money. God's got my back, folks. Where's your faith at? Is your faith, are you trying to charge hell with a water pistol? Going over going, you know, come on. Come on, folks. What are we doing? Are we doing the same thing over and over as a nation and expecting a different result? You know what that is? That's total insanity. And that's what's going on because the hearts of America, the hearts are hardened. It's hard ground. It's fallow grounded hearts. Like all the garbage has been going on and people giving half-truths and lies that are out here. Come on. Let's get it right, folks. Let's start preaching the real gospel of Jesus Christ and quit talking about all the frou-frou garbage that people talk about. It's about winning souls, and the kingdom of God is drawing nigh. This is the John the Baptist hour that we're in. It's getting every soul that we can get, all of our loved ones, into the ark, because the day of the Gentiles' salvation is slowly starting to close. And when it is closed, no one, just like back in Noah's time, people were climbing on the side of the ark to try to get in, but they could not get in. They couldn't even climb up there. You know they had to have been screaming, I want to get in. Ah! And you know, Noah and his family, it doesn't say this in the word, but just think what their hearts felt. They felt like they wanted to help them, but they couldn't. See, it's what's getting ready to happen, folks. I don't know what it is. I'm not saying anything. I'm not running no fear game on nobody. But I'm telling you, we have got to wake up as a nation. We have been in a deep, deep sleep as a nation. And it starts again, like I said, of repentance, of repenting of your sins. You know, like Michael Parker just put in there, repentance must begin now, today, at this hour. This is what it's all about. The judgment of God has already begun in America, folks. Wake up. Thank you, Michael Parker. Yes, and that is exactly the truth. I'm experiencing it here in the Midwest, where it's been over 100 and some degrees every day. And guess what? This is the area that brings in the food of this area for this nation. It's what feeds the nation is the Midwest. And folks, let me tell you something, if nothing else, your grocery prices are going out of the roof probably about October or November. It's going up, up, up and away of meat, anything to do with food, anything. Yes, exactly, Mike. Prepare for famine like the Dust Bowl era. That is exactly the truth, and that is what is taking place here in the Midwest right now, and it will affect this whole nation. There is going to be, and I'm going to say, I'm jumping out on the limb again. There's going to be, there's always has been, but there's going to be a horrible earthquakes here on the continent of the U.S. When that's going to happen, I'm not saying nothing. One thing I'm saying, judgment by earthquakes are going to start beginning very soon. We've already had, I think, a 4-point something in Southern California, or a 5-point. I don't know exactly what it was. You might know, Michael Parker, it just happened today or yesterday, and it's going to start happening more here in America. Right there, yes, two of them yesterday. We've had last week we had a 3.8 in outside of Oklahoma City. That's a long ways from me. Okay, folks, we're at 90 seconds. Give your heart, whoever wants to be saved, just repent of your sins and ask the Lord into your heart. And then you will become born again. Get in the Word of God, because God loves you dearly. He loves you. I love you. Everybody else loves you as well that is in the kingdom of God. Woo! Glory to God. I tell you, I thank God. We're going to be a blessed evening, and we'll see you on another broadcast here soon, if not on Consuming Fire Radio, or on both here or Consuming Fire Radio, or in other places. Stay tuned to my Facebook page, and we'll be with you. God bless everybody. I thank you for being a part of here today, and you have a very blessed and wonderful evening. In Jesus' name, goodbye.